That's the gospel. It's the power of God unto salvation. And it says to everyone that believeth, thank God that I believe. I am a believer. I'm guilty as charged. If you accuse me of being a believer, I'm guilty. I stand before anybody that's, if you accuse me, I'll tell you I'm guilty as charged. I'm guilty. I believe God. I don't think I believe God. I believe God. And he says the power of God unto everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also the Greek. We who are saved and children of God, we are to preach it to everyone. And this is our assignment. Once you come into the kingdom of God, of course, you know, you have to grow up and be taught the word of God. But that's your assignment. That's what Jesus told those followers when he was about to leave and ascend and take a seat at the right hand of God. He gave them assignment. He gave them a commission. He commissioned them. Amen. And so we are to tell this to everyone. You know, sometimes we get caught up trying to tell it to different classes of people, different races of people and all this, but we have to tell everyone we see. You notice he said to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile, the Greek. Now notice what Mark Gospel said. Mark Gospel chapter 16, the 16th chapter of Mark Gospel and verse 15 is where we begin. And he said unto them, go in all the world. Go where? In all the world. Didn't say just go into your community. He said, go in all the world. They started in Jerusalem. Remember, he said, he told them, in Acts 1:8, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Then you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, unto the utmost part of the earth. Notice he said, after the Holy Ghost come upon you, they started in Jerusalem. But he said, to the uttermost part of the earth. And he said, go in all the world. This is Mark's gospel. He said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. What gospel? What Paul, what I just said, the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus. And Paul said, I'm not ashamed of this. And so Mark said, preach the gospel to every creature. Now notice. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth, and God won't, I'm telling you, he made this plain. It's up to you. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. If you don't believe this, you'll be damned. And you'll be saying throughout eternity, I sure was crazy. I damned myself. So you hear the good news tonight. God sent Jesus so we could be saved. Because many, many, many years ago, Adam, the first Adam he made, messed up things. He screwed up. He messed it up. Hallelujah. But he sent the second one and he fixed it up. Glory to God. And so he said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. These signs, now you can tell where you're a believer. This is what believers do. And these signs shall follow them that believe. One translation said, these signs shall accompany. That means they come right along beside you. These signs shall follow them that believe. Now watch what happened. The one that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. Notice the first thing they will do, cast out devil. I had to cast a lot of devil messing with me. You get them out of your house, get them out of your life, get them off your property. Because he come to kill, steal, and to destroy. They shall cast out devils. Amen. Amen. They shall cast out devil. These signs shall follow them that believe. They shall cast out devils. Notice, they shall speak with new tongue. Here we go again. A believer have the right to speak with new tongue. What kind of tongue? That's a tongue that you haven't been taught. The Holy Spirit gives it to you. Speak with new tongue. Glory to God. And that's what happened to them on the day of Pentecost. The Holy Spirit came. They spoke in tongue, a language they'd never learned. The Holy Spirit gave it to them. And all the power of God hit that place. And you know it did, because 3,000 more of them joined them later on that day. And he said, they shall cast out devil. They shall speak with new tongue. Verse 18. Now this is talk about what believers do. They shall take up serpent, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Notice, you know, Paul on the Isle of Malta, that he was gathering sticks, and a viper, snake, came out of the wood, out of the thing, and hung on to Paul. And he shook that thing off in the fire and felt no harm. That's what he's talking about. Now notice. Notice. They shall take up serpent. If they drink any deadly thing, that's accidentally. God is good. When you believe God, I'm not talking about just talking about God. I'm talking about believing God. He said it. They drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. That's, you drink something accidentally, don't know it. He said, it won't hurt you, because God is your salvation. God is your protection. Now listen to this next one now. They shall lay hands on the sick. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. You notice he didn't say they might recover. I want to point out something there.